Tim Geithner's stress test was an economic measure to determine the viability of banks and other financial institutions in 2008, but the phrase could very well apply to the Treasury Secretary's national book tour as well, where he has encountered both friendly and adversarial audiences. The readers that turned out for the Harvard Bookstore-sponsored event at the First Parish Church were somewhere in between.
Please join me in welcoming Timothy Geithner and David Gergen.
Questioned on stage by Harvard's David Gergen, Geithner said in his first few days on the job in the Obama administration, he drew upon lessons from the Great Depression and his own experience at the side of Clinton treasurer Robert Rubin in learning how to navigate the recession of 2008.
Basically, all the investment banks were at the edge of collapse, and so was AIG. And so what we did is a very novel thing, which is the title of my book, which is to design this strategy for trying to get the system working again. And we used, a pretty counterintuitive, scary thing for people at the beginning, too, is we said we're going to force a level of transparency on banks that they'd never been subjected to, so people could see what losses they might face in the Great Depression.
There was also worry about digging banks out of the deep financial holes that the majority of Americans believed the so-called too-big-to-fail institutions had burrowed.
We laid out this thing they'd never heard of, called a stress test, completely untested. Deep skepticism around it. And it took a sort of sustained effort of gradually revealing the details of it to reassure people. And it was very effective.
And then came the hard questions to Timothy Geithner. Writing on a card, someone in the audience wanted to know why none of the bankers believed to be responsible for the financial crisis went to jail.
I think it is demoralizing. And I think Americans deserved a tougher enforcement response.
Geithner says he, too, is frustrated.
We ran a financial system for decades where we didn't put a set of clear rules, constraints, and a bunch of behavior that was terrible. You know, a lot of predatory abuse and things that were damaging took place in what is the modern equivalent of the Wild West of our financial system.
But Geithner's longtime nemesis in Washington on all things financial, Senator Elizabeth Warren, speaking in the same space at the First Parish Church weeks ago, said,
"The big banks. They cheated American families, they crashed the economy, they got bailed out, and now the big five financial institutions are 38% bigger than they were back in 2008. The game is rigged. The game is rigged."
Elizabeth Warren argues that the system is rigged against the little guy, against the people who aren't in power.
David Gergen.
How much truth is there in that?
You know, there's still tremendous inequality in the opportunity people have in this country today. And our political system is frozen, I think mostly by politics and ideology, but it's frozen in part by money.
6 years after the financial crisis that stripped Americans of jobs, homes, and pensions, Geithner says he's still concerned about the country's fiscal health and the prospects for weakening the pillars of inequality. He has moved on to the private financial sector, but believes the government to be the only viable institutional option for making long-term change.
These aren't challenges beyond our power to fix as a country. They just require, again, rediscovering this basic pragmatic capacity to govern that has been a source of so many of our advantages, our strengths as a country, but we seem to have lost.
At the First Parish Church in Cambridge, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.